brought to you by Penguin.
Looking for Smoke by K.A. Cobell. Read by Julie Lumsden, Katie Anville-Rich, Sean Taylor Corbett, and Jordan Warnch.
For my dad, the first storyteller I ever knew. Chapter 1. Mara Rosette. Thursday, July 11th, 7:15 p.m. Something about the beat of the drum makes me stop feeling like such a fraud. Its steady pulse quiets all my doubts, grounds me. My blood thrums through my limbs to my feet, telling me I belong. This land is mine, too. The pounding beat vibrates in my chest as I follow my parents into the circular dance arbor. We pass between crowded sections of bleachers and skirt behind the men sitting in a circle around their drum. Their cries make my throat dry and constrict, like it aches to sing in their rhythm. They pound the leather-bound sticks against the hide as one, the beat getting faster and their voices getting higher. I weave behind a man filming on a tripod and take the stairs two at a time, slipping into a half-open row just as the older man at the drum, cowboy hat shadowing his face, whacks his stick harder and the others pause. A younger man in a flat-billed baseball cap sings alone, a wail sinking into his undulating voice, and then each of them hits the drum in sync again. Their voices rise to intertwine with his like a united battle cry. Goosebumps rise on my skin as I settle into the bleacher bench and focus on the powwow dancers in the circle of turf just past the drum groups. Women in beaded dresses with colorful shawls and men in buckskin regalia with feathered shoulder and back bustles dance to the beat. They have bells strapped around their legs and plumes of feathers in their hands. Some of their faces are painted in the old ways, with black and red, making them look fierce, powerful. Old women, little kids no older than 4 years, and everyone in between spin and sway to the drum song. Everyone feels the calling in their bones. They all belong. Beside me, Dad's head bobs to the beat. His black hair trembles over his shoulder with each movement until he pushes it behind his ear, a turquoise ring glinting on his thumb. Mum taps her foot on my other side, one leg slung over the other. Her blonde hair is tucked in a bun at the back of her neck, just peeking out of the baseball cap she needs to protect her pale skin from the summer sun. I sit still in the middle, trying to ease into my place between them, like always. The low sun beats down on us, lighting up the bits of dust easing through the arena on the slight breeze. It smells like dirt and horses and frying grease. It smells like Indian days. We've traveled here most years to attend our tribe's annual 4-day celebration with thousands of other attendees, where we enjoy Native American traditions like powwow dancing and drumming, stick games, and horse relay races. I thought it would feel different this year, though. Now that we live here, I thought I'd feel less like a visitor. I'm sitting up here watching it all unfold just like before, one step removed. Maybe that's how it'll always be. I slip my phone out of my pocket to take a picture of the expansive scenery in front of us and the mass of color and movement below us. The Rockies tower in the distance, smears of snow visible on some of the mountain range's jagged peaks, Glacier National Park hidden on their opposite side. The mostly treeless, low-rolling plains sprawl out endlessly in every other direction, making the blue sky above this tiny town look massive. Below us, hundreds of dance competitors are on the circular field for grand entry, grouped into the categories of dance they'll compete in during the powwows over the next few days. They bounce their way around the arbor, creating a rainbow spiral of color and texture until their circle parts and the final beat thuds. The elder, who led the dancers in for grand entry, stands in the center of the arbor, garbed in his traditional regalia. His quillwork breastplate hangs still over his chest. There's a steadiness around him in the sudden quiet. He's flanked by Native war veterans holding national and tribal flags, and the head man and woman dancers. Higher even than the flags they hold is the eagle staff in the old man's hand. The elder raises the staff lined with eagle feathers, and we all stand as the drum group starts the flag song, honoring the colors and, more significantly...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?